This call is being recorded.
Let's pray first. Dear kind, loving Father, we come before you and we say thank you that you have allowed all of us to gather. There has been a lot of things that have taken place over the last couple days that have kind of turned our hearts inside out and have caused them to be raw. We have lost some of our friends, and we are trying to find out, Father, what we can do in the future to prevent this from happening, that you would give us the insight and the wisdom. We know, Father, the past conference calls, you were trying to warn us. You said many key words that in hindsight now make complete sense to us. We pray now as you join us in this evening hour that you'll guide our conversations, that everybody will have the opportunity to ask any question that they want, to have anything clarified. That's what this evening is about. It is not an evening where we're going to judge or persecute or ridicule. That's not why we're doing this. It is simply to prevent this from happening in the future. So provide now, Father, strength and peace for everybody that's on the call. We pray for those that have been removed. You will also grant them peace as we've been praying and healing as well. And that too, Father, from this point forward, the foundation that is this team will be built upon. And then when the time is right, you can add new guardians to our fold. We thank you for everything. Cover the cares and concerns. If there's something we've forgotten, I know you'll cover it. And according to will we ask, and in your name we pray. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. As I said in the prayer, the reason why I'm having this meeting with everybody is because a lot of things have taken place that you would think in a short period of time. Truth be known, this has been brewing for a little over 5 years. And when I let go, or when Stacy stepped down and the other three were either removed or they stepped down, I thought that we took care of the spirit, but apparently that's not the case. I've had conversations with all three of them over these last couple years that little red flags would come up, but never once did I think that they were doing what they were doing. Last week, Starlight was in Wisconsin. She had a meeting that she was there for 4 days, and Father arranged that she could have lunch with Heidi. And it's through that conversation that she informed Lauren about all this other stuff that was going on. And then she came to me, and on Saturday, Starlight and I had a heart-to-heart about all the things that have been taking place, which confirmed for me a lot of things that I've been feeling towards the three of these people for some time now. And then I had an extensive conversation with Father, who also verified and defined a number of things that Starlight brought to my attention. And then I prayed and I fell apart and I broke down seriously on Saturday. And I thought to myself, well, I'm not quite sure what the solution to this problem is, but I know that I'm probably going to have to let them go if they don't at least own up to what they've been doing and tell me that they're not going to do in the future and apologize and that we can move forward. So I text all three of them Sunday morning and ask them that after we're done with the conference call, if they would remain on the line so that I could talk to them. I recorded that conversation for the simple fact that my intention was to play it for all of you so that you would have the ability to feel this spirit and how powerful it is, how cunning it is, and how deceitful it is. And I'm not going to give any more information at this point. What I would like to say is that I still love all three of them. I don't want to give all the information yet, but basically, this is not easy for me to discuss with you. I find no joy in letting anybody off the team. And the last thing I wanted to do was remove someone else from the team because I'll just be honest with you. I have removed 12 people from the team, and that's the number that Father wanted us to have in the 7 years that we've been doing this, 6 years, almost seven. That breaks my heart. The amount of time that we've spent, the amount of time Father spent, but it was necessary. So I will now turn it over to Starlight because she had a conversation with Heidi, which will bring a little bit more clarity as to what all of this is about. So Starlight, you're up.
Okay. So I met Heidi on Monday and we had a very nice lunch. And before we actually even sat down while she was driving to that to meet me. We had a conversation, and it started out about the recent survey that was sent out for the team get together. And she had some concerns and expressed some things, and that Lindsay and Blazar also had some concerns about. And it was the tone that was taken about it. And she, one, didn't care that the survey was even sent out, but felt as though because the survey was sent out and that she was being judged and everyone else who would say no was being judged because they weren't going to be part of this this weekend or, you know, the weekend or gathering or whatnot. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, what do you mean about, you know, you feel like you're being judged? And she said, well, not everyone has children and it's so easy for everyone else, you know, to get there. And, you know, she brought up, you know, about her, her husband and that he doesn't even know, and brought up about, you know, her kids, and especially the kids thing. She brought up saying, you know, that the kids are involved in sports and that they are gifts from our Heavenly Father, which is very true. All children are a gift from our Heavenly Father, but because of those, because they are gifts and whatever they want to do, sports or whatever activities that they want to do, then her as a parent needs to be able to provide that for the children because they could use whatever activity to serve him. And so, and then she got into the point about the survey and the types of questions that were on there and why was it designed that way and why did Atmos send it out? And then she was offended that it was sent out again. And and during this conversation, I mentioned to her, I said, I also have a son and I do understand that the schedules, you know, do get complicated. And I said, and the reason that it was sent out in the first place, the reason that Atmos sent it out was because Triland asked him to, because that's what he does. He's good at it. So why not utilize that? So I said, and furthermore, if you didn't like the questions, and it wasn't just her who didn't like the questions, the three, or at least two of them took offense to the questions. And I said, well, if you didn't like the way that they were answered, why didn't you communicate, or why, if you didn't like the way that they were worded, or you felt you, you know, you were taking offense to this, well, why didn't you communicate to either one, Atmos, who is doing the survey, which if you didn't feel comfortable, then why didn't you go to Triland and, you know, and say, hey, I can't answer this the right way, whatnot, you know, and explain your situation, because not everybody's situation is cookie cutter, or is it going to fit into whatever, or simply just say, I don't know at this point in time, I can keep you updated. So moving forward, fast forwarding, I said to the second, to the reason that the second one was sent out, it was because there was a group of us that had had a conversation about really wanting to get together. And so we thought, well, it's, you know, 6 months or so have passed. Let's resend it out, see if anything's changed in anyone's lives or if they had a little bit, you know, more information. And then also there were a few of us had discussed that if it's a financial burden, then, you know, we could definitely help with housing. We could help with gas, you know, we could financially make it happen. We just needed to know what was going on or what was preventing some of the team members from coming. So once I kept on saying, well, why don't you talk to Triland about it? Why don't you have them, you know, talk to Triland? Why aren't we communicating? We need to communicate. So anyway, so then we sat down and we had lunch. And we, in the conversation, and I mean, she was very friendly. I didn't even feel the spirit. I didn't even see it. It was very interesting. And then it got into conversation about a couple of teammates and how the three of them didn't really particularly, I don't want to say didn't care because that would be putting words in their mouth, but didn't appreciate the way that some people are and the way that they're, that they act or say things or speak, just extra critical, just extremely critical. And I retort back, well, have you had a conversation with this person? Have you ever got to know them? Have you ever had a conversation? Why are you feeling this way? Is there a particular incident? Have you talked to them or have you talked to Triland about it? Because it's, we're a united front. We're supposed to, you know, be getting along. Not that everybody gets along 100% of the time, but, and the concerns that I was hearing about particular teammates from the past, which was probably, it was ongoing for over a year. And so this conversation, it wasn't the first time I've ever heard of concerns, but this, but they never addressed them with the Guardian or with Triland or anything. And I always say, well, have you had a conversation? Have you talked? Why don't you have a conversation? And it was like these, the spirit was making it, making the situations build even more than what they even were. And then, and they, and I know she, Heidi, honestly, I feel that she felt that what, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I felt like she, when she was saying these things, that she truly felt like everything was correct and what the others, you know, what Jerry and Lindsay had, you know, was saying and the information and all that. Then the conversation was about, gosh, there's so much information. We were talking about Triland and about how they, when they're on the call, they don't like it when he speaks of, or I don't know if you've ever had in a conversation with him when he says, my father, my brother, and they don't like that. They take offense to it because, it's everyone's father, everyone's brother. And I, and also they don't like it when he says, I give you my peace. And usually in the very beginning of the call, because they don't want his peace. They don't feel his peace. They feel that there's, it's not peace behind him, that it, he feels that there's something evil in him, and that on the phone calls, they don't like the energy that's coming through the phone calls and things. So Jerry had mentioned to them to get through the phone calls, he bushes himself, like Rose bushes himself completely, so he doesn't feel any of the energy or any of the negativity or anything, because he just, he rejects it, doesn't want any of it. So they've been doing that as well. I don't know what else there was.
They were jealous that I spent time with the people here in Michigan.
Like I said, there was, yes, and then the jealousy, yes, came about how, well, and we were, they were jealous about the fact that sometimes they hear different situations or different stories after the fact of, you know, after the matter, or if, like, for example, if we had lunch with somebody, they would get upset knowing that we had already shared something with them and they weren't receiving the information either. And I just retorted back with, because I was sharing her a story about a ring that I had lost and how father brought it back. And I said, oh, so you mean like that, the, like what I'm sharing with you right now and not everybody else. And and so that I wasn't trying to be defensive. I just was sort of retorting back with the same situation of, you know, none of our relationships are all the same, but we spend time with people. We talk with people. We share things with everyone. And then there was a conversation brought up about how Triland takes ideas from people and he takes credit for it and things, and that particularly with Lindsay, that she's, you know, specifically she's shared it, shared things with him. And on 17 occasions, he has taken credit for those. So she stopped sharing information with him. And along the lines of sharing information with him, they felt as though he just blows people off and doesn't, he just shuts everybody down and doesn't want to communicate, and that he's, you know, essentially always right and just doesn't really care. Is that, I think that's about it. It was such a long conversation, and it's just been such a draining
right.
few days that I can't honestly remember. I guess what I'm supposed to be remembering
irritated.
Is what's important.
You'll remember it. Yeah. They were also irritated with the fact that they seemed to think that the same people would always share their experiences on the calls.
Yes.
And what I thought was funny was they never once told me that they had anything that they would like to share. And Heidi, she shared what she did on Sunday because she and I had a conversation. And I said, the team, they should know this because this is Father's miracle.
Yes.
So I scratched my head to the point of, well, if you have something you want to share with the team, please let me know, which is the standing open invitation for everybody. So this entire situation, it's this spirit. And it got into the team through Stacy 4 years ago. And they're also still harboring feelings against me. That's the other thing, hon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I'm sorry. So Heidi had brought up that that she doesn't necessarily trust Triland because of situations, the situation with Stacy, and that this was what the main, I can't believe I forgot this, this was what the main crux of the conversation was about, that that she doesn't trust him fully, and she knows that she doesn't trust him fully because of the emotions that, you know, when she hasn't forgiven someone completely, that the emotions that she still carries, and that she, that with the whole situation with Stacy, she feels that she still feels like what she did was right, and that the Holy Spirit was prompting her, and then how the situation went down with, I can't remember who exactly called who, but it ended up being Stacy, Lindsay, and Heidi all knowing this information and keeping it from Triland. And then eventually they felt as though what they were doing was correct. And they still, that with Lindsay and with Heidi, that they still carry around a lot of distrust and haven't forgiven him with the situation, which I believe is with the spirit just sort of just nagging on and just bringing up any little, they're just very extra critical of everything that he's doing and wanting, you know, just the way that the team is run, it's not run properly, and that Lindsay doesn't trust him. He doesn't, that she doesn't trust him. And I said, you know, again, have you guys had conversations about this? Don't you think that's a good thing? And she and Heidi even brought forth about when all of that went down, Triline wanted us to go through and decide for ourselves if it's what we truly wanted was to be on the team. And if we wanted to step down, we could, or, you know, if we wanted to stay, we could. And that was when I think Stacy left, and then in that whole situation, and Stacy, and I will never forget the day that when I was standing in church the very next day after she had stepped down, she had said the same exact words that Brilliance and Light Star had said, that the what's coming from him is evil, and I don't know who he's listening to, but it's not our Heavenly Father, and what comes from him is nothing but evil. And so and I truly believe that in that moment, in that time frame, without Stacy knowing or not knowing, I don't know. But I feel as though that Satan was planting seeds. He was planting seeds, and then 4 years later, they're still blooming. Because I can honestly tell you, there have been moments where I've stopped, and that spirit has messed with me. And I thought, well, you know, is it evil or isn't it? Or you start questioning things, and I'm like, stop it right now. That's enough. You know, so I know that that Satan planted, you know, seeds. Just like Father can plant seeds, I'm sure Satan can plant his seeds as well. So in that time, back to the story of the conversation, Brilliant said to me that the only reason that she stayed on the team was that she didn't necessarily want to be on the team, but she was on the team because Father told her that that's where she needed to be. And so
I'll chime in now for a second.
She's been doing. Yes, I think I'm done. I don't.
No, no, you're not. Hang on. Father would never interfere with the free will and tell somebody that they need to do something. So I'll guarantee you that this was that spirit telling her that she needed to stay on the team. I'm just throwing that in there. Carry on.
Okay. I don't remember. I can't remember anything else because it's been like this emotional roller coaster. And I will say that her and I had this conversation, and we had it. And then I sat with it, and I wasn't keeping it from Thailand. I was at a conference, and we barely even spoke at all that week. And I got home on Friday, and it just felt like just awkward. We were just reacclimating. And Saturday morning, I read Father's message because he had taken Father's message, and I read through it. And then all of a sudden, I just stopped, and I just looked at him, and I said, I got to tell you something, and I have no idea. I don't even know what's happening right now, but I have to tell you all of this. And I just went in, and I just started, it was just one thing after another, after another, after another. And even throughout the weekend, I was just kept on thinking of different things because the conversation was just so in depth with all. And honestly, when I was sitting there, I wasn't angry. I didn't, you know, I did, I always go back to, well, have you talked to Thailand? Maybe it's a good idea. You should talk to him to try to work things out. Have you suggested, you know, and it just didn't really go anywhere. And we ended the conversation, you know, our time. It was it was nice to see her and everything. And we just carried on. And there's many confirmations. And I don't know. I will say this because I thought about this and I had forgot it when I had until the other day. When I get on the conference call, and it has to do with like the rose bushing and all that. When I get on a conference call with you guys, that's where I feel I can be most vulnerable. I can be myself. I can open up. Yes, all of our energies are different and sometimes it can be overwhelming. But I was regrounding myself on Sunday before we got on the call. And usually I do different types of rose bushing to go out into the world. But I grounded myself and I just put up one little rose when we're on our conference calls just to absorb some of the energy because sometimes it can be overwhelming. And in that moment, it hit me for the fact that Lindsay and Jerry and Heidi, they felt as though that they had to rose bush themselves. Well, usually, but all that's coming through the phone and the energy is Father. And all of that, all of us carry a piece of him coming through. So why is that bothering them? Is it because that there's something in their space? And so they had to rose bush themselves off. Like in that moment, it was like this moment of clarity. Because how many times when you have something step into your space, at least I know when I've had, different demons and things trying to get into my space, like I'm sick. I am sick. I'm breaking out in a sweat. I want to vomit. Like I'm shaking, you know, it's like you have this, like it doesn't mesh. So it was this moment of clarity where when they said they had to rosebush themselves because they didn't like the energy that was being portrayed in that moment, it was just, it was just clarity for me. I'm done.
Okay. This spirit starts off by getting into your heart and convincing you that what you think is correct. And even when it goes against something that we've been taught, let's just talk about the most basic thing that the three of them have been going against. Father asked us to love each other like he loves mankind. So how is that possible if, one, you're judging us, you're ridiculing us? They also made the statement that if I'm the second son of God, why do I make all the mistakes that I make? I should be acting better, right? I should be acting a certain way. To which I would state to anybody, who are you to tell me how I should act? I don't tell you how you should act. Father certainly, through the meetings over the last number of years, has explained to all of us how we should and shouldn't act. Even to the point where the Holy Spirit inspired us to now work specifically on our own shortcomings. So I was dumbfounded when Starlight shared this information with me, because I never once thought that my own teammates would do exactly what happened 4 years ago. So what the Spirit does is it steps into your space and it gives you this false sense of being correct in everything that you think. And it takes the smallest of an offense and blows it into this enormous situation. And then what it does is it wraps itself around that person and it secludes them. And then it just kind of grows and it grows. And what happened was, is Stacy and Heidi were best friends. And when we removed her from the team, I cautioned Heidi and said, be careful, because that spirit is still in Stacy's space. Be careful. You can still talk to her. I'm not telling you can and can't talk to people. I would never do that, but be careful. Well, it got into her space. And then she had conversations with Lindsay because she was her general, and it got into Lindsay's space. And then the two of them would talk with Jerry, and it got into his space. And the conversations that they've had are all about us and what we're all doing wrong and how we don't know things like they do. This whole statement that I stole 17 things from her just completely blew my mind, because I've never taken somebody's thunder, turned it into my own, and then used it during a team meeting. So I sat in that moment, and I looked at Lauren and I said, don't you think Father would have stepped in if I'm doing that kind of crap? He sure would. That's not how we do things on this team. I have my own experiences. You guys all have your own experiences. And I ask you to share them because they're your experiences. It took me a long time to accept the fact that there was still a problem on the team. And all of you know, and you're not going to deny this, something's been wrong with our team for years. And I thought it was taken care of, like I said at the beginning of the call, when we let go of the other people 4 years ago. But it isn't. And even the tone of Father's messages, here's proof positive. For 2 years now, Father's been handing us our backsides. He's been warning us. He's made statements like this. You may think you're awake, but you're sleeping. Would you like to know who that was directed towards? Those three. He also was making the statement to all of us, you need to do something. Do something. He also said to us on numerous occasions, be aware of your surroundings. Never let your guard down. Do not lax for a moment. Be vigil. This was his warnings over this year for all of us on this team. And I kept thinking, just as you would, well, we should be watching the outside influences. We should be making sure that our spaces are protected. Never once did I think that something infiltrated the team again and was corrupting it in such a way that it would come to this step that had to happen. So I prayed about it. I meditated for an hour and 10 minutes on Sunday morning. Father, Jesus, HS spent a lot of time with me. So did Marty. And Father said, you know what you have to do. And I said, yes. But I want to hear from them. I want to give them one more chance to come clean. So I recorded the conversation and I asked Fred if he would play it. So would you please play it, Fred?
Here.
Okay. Wonderful.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I wanted to have a heart-to-heart with the three of you because I've had things on my heart for some time now. And for years, I haven't felt that there's things that are right with the team because there's this certain spirit that likes to create dissension and separation between me and some of my teammates. And it has this ability to convince people that what they believe and feel is always true. And it also causes them to justify that certain things that they believe that go against what Father teaches us is justified. In the past few years, I have had to remove other people from the team thinking that this was going to fix the thing, but it didn't. And the truth be known, the spirit has been in this team for over 5 years, and it creates this feeling of self-righteousness. I have been talking with Father all week. I spoke with him in detail yesterday about some of the things that I felt in my heart that are coming from the three of you, and he confirmed for me a lot of things. He told me that the three of you speak ill of me and other teammates, and I'm trying to understand why you would do that. Could you please let me know?
I don't understand what that means.
I'm pretty sure that you guys don't approve of some of the things that I've said or done. I know recently when we put together this weekend event with the team that three of you were the only ones that responded back with a no. And I know you seem to think that perhaps because I don't have a child, I don't understand what it's like to have a kid in sports. And the fact is, my stepson plays in sports all year round, and he wants to get a scholarship. So we allow him to do that. But we also told him up front that if it interferes with something that we have planned, because we've already made those plans and they are something that Father's put in our place that we need to take care of, we told him, you're not going to play the practice. You're not going to be able to go to the game. And he said, okay.
I didn't respond with a no. And I didn't respond with a no either. I responded with, it would depend on the weekend, and our family's schedule isn't planned this far in advance. And the fact that my husband doesn't know about this team, that I'm praying about how Father would design it so that I could come.
I responded with them no. Okay. And it is at my price point for me to fly there. I even looked at it, booking it right now would start at $500 and go over $900. And I mentioned how summer is the busiest time for me. It has nothing to do with the fact that I don't want to be participating. Is the fact that I don't have the money.
It's definitely a lack of wanting to participate. We've been praying that we were able to get together as a team for a long time. It has nothing to do with a lack of desire to come together as a team. And that's whoever misrepresented that to you, that's not fair, because that's not our truth. It's not my truth.
No.
And talking to my teammates, it's not their truth either.
Okay. Well, what you don't also understand is that there's a group of us that are willing to chip in for those who would like to come but can't afford it. But you didn't let me know that these are the issues. And I didn't want to divulge any of that right now because I wanted to see what you would be willing to do. Father keeps saying, I need you to serve me. I need you to serve me. And I don't feel that you guys are in tune with me, and I'm that's why we're having this conversation, because I'll be honest, you don't talk with me, you don't communicate with me. I have reached out to you guys at different times. Heidi, you and I, we speak at least once a week, if not every other week. We haven't talked. Last Sunday was the first time you and I have talked in probably 2 months, and I understand that you just started a new job and you have these issues with Giselle. But when you guys create separation between me, it makes me start to think, what's going on with you?
No, I can say this for a fact. And I speak to Heidi, and I speak to Lindsay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That we do not descend against you. We are there for you, and we try to always support you, okay? We are not against you. I can promise you that, and I'll put my life on the line for that.
And I'm going to second that. I'm shocked by this feedback as well, because we used to talk all the time when our schedules were a little bit more flexible. And
right.
In the sense that I talk to Blazar and to Lightstar on a regular basis, in the sense that they can, because they're available during the day. So, you know, there's times where one of us has to go or call back or whatever, but we have that kind of job where we're available during the day. And I don't have that capability, and I got to work harder on figuring out a way around, you know, our different time zones and my travel schedule. I leave for Dallas tomorrow at 7 a.m., you know, and I'm gone until Thursday, and which is going to Indianapolis with Giselle. It's not an intentional thing by any means, and it's not pulling away from this team in any way. And I guess, like, I'm shocked. My soul is shocked that you would think that there's some undermining of your authority or lack of support, because I really believe that we've been some of your biggest cheerleaders through this entire process, no matter who we're speaking to. We're human beings as well, but when there's something that doesn't make sense to us, we talk to one another until we find peace.
Okay, but you're not talking to me about it.
Yeah, but Jim, let me be clear with you. I've called and texted you, and you haven't, you know, you weren't able to talk, okay? That's true.
There have been times, yes, I would agree with that.
Has.
You're right.
And,
yes.
And the fact, and for you to say that I am trying not to talk to you, and for you to say that I don't want to talk to you, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Because I don't bring every little thing to you doesn't mean that I don't have conversation with you. When I have conversation with you, it has to be something that has meaning and substance and understanding. I reach out to you, and you know that.
And when I can't get a hold of you, I met with the woman of your dreams, your right-hand person, and talked with her about things. So if I can't get a hold of you, I'm still following the chain of command in the way that these opportunities exist. And this meeting with her was a wonderful, amazing experience, and God designed it, because the fact that she came in early and the fact that my, you know, space opened up so that I could go meet her, and I'm just trying to say that I find that we're trying to take advantage of those opportunities as they come about.
And I also,
if I've got something that I've had, like when I talk to you, I try to make sure that I have a list. Like, I have literally written things out on a piece of paper so that I get through everything with you. And if I don't understand it very well, I try to make sure that I'm on the phone with you till I have it understood. You know what I mean? Like, I try to get through the list so that I get everything with you, because, to be honest, there are times that I feel like I only have a certain limit of time with you that I can be able to speak with you, that I'm not interfering with your family time, and you don't have as much freedom as you had before with your schedule, which is not your fault by any means at all, but you know, things have changed with your schedule than it was before, and you have a family now, and so to be respectful, you know, so I do try to make sure that I have things, or that it is something that, okay, like, now I really do need to talk to you. Like, the other day, I was to that point where I was like, okay, I think I'm ready, but I'm going to have to call him pretty soon. But it was more not something that was guardian ready, like something that was guardian needed, but something that was more like I personally needed to speak with you for my own health purposes. But that that kind of thing, you know. But it's one of those things where I don't want to take advantage of your time. And I know that you say that you're here and we talk to you anytime that we want to, but sometimes it feels that like it's kind of like when somebody, you know, has this big huge house and they're like, oh yeah, you guys can come over anytime that you want to. But then when you're like, when that person says, oh yeah, I'm going to be in town, and they're like, oh, that's a little bit what it feels like sometimes. Or, you know how you feel energy through text?
Sure. Like, it's not always accurate, though.
Sometimes I'll shoot a text, and sometimes it feels like I'm catching it just the wrong moment. And so then it'll be a couple days later that I'll get to talk to you because, you know, today is not going to work, how about tomorrow or something like that. So
you need to tell me when you call me what the priority is. Because if you say to me, I need to talk to you now, you don't think I'll make that time and we'll talk? Because we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have. But you can't just send me a text and go, I need to talk to you, and then you don't give me any detail, because then I don't know what the sense of urgency is.
Mm-hmm.
If you can let me know what the sense of urgency is, I certainly will make the time.
Well, by the time I'm getting a hold of you, it's pretty close.
Okay, so, well, I didn't know that.
Here's another thing. You gave me a general. And I tell my general everything that I need to tell her.
Yes, and you gave us, all of us, the command that we go to, you know, to Father and to work within our teams and to work with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And any time something wasn't resolved by going through that command, at any time, throughout this entire time of the team, the first team and this team, that something has come to a breaking point where we weren't getting the information or we weren't sure the information, that using all of our other resources, which we were commanded to do, I've always come to you and talked to you about them, good, bad, or ugly.
Yeah.
There's a breakdown in communication, which is why we're talking.
That's fine. I mean, I'm thankful that you're communicating to us about that, you know. I'm not offended. I'm glad that you're saying something, and you've always stated that, you know, talk to your general, talk to your teammates. You know, you can ask Dan. You know, I communicate with Dan as well.
He told me to talk to him.
Yeah,
and so
at least once a week.
So, you know, I only bring you the heavy stuff because you got a busy thing. You know, you're like you said today, you're responsible for mankind. You know, I'm not going to call you because I got a hangnail.
Okay, I appreciate that, but I don't feel your pulses anymore. And that's why we're having this conversation. I have my finger on everybody else's pulse, and it feels at different times that you guys are not in connection with me. And that's why I start to question these things. And then I hear different things second-handed. And that's why, again, we're having this conversation to clear the air. I heard that the minute that we sent out this schedule back in July, the three of you had a problem with it. And you talked amongst yourselves, and you thought it was too much to ask because you have families.
I never talked to anybody about that.
That's not accurate communication. No. When I talked to your wife about this, and I said if I miscommunicated to her, I said that there isn't. And the first one that went out, is the way that it was stated, can you commit to going to this? And I couldn't commit to going. I didn't have any information. I didn't know what month, what day, what. There was no prior given information. And so when you hit no, because I couldn't commit to something I didn't have more information on, it ended. It ended you didn't get to go any farther. You didn't get to ask any questions. You didn't get to do anything.
And actually, that's when I talked to Heidi after the survey, because we did chat about the survey. I told her about the fact that the question was weirdly worded, and I was confused by one of the questions. How to answer?
Probably better for clarification, trying to, because that's what we do.
Why didn't you contact me? If you don't know what the question is, or you don't understand the question, you could have reached out to Atmos too.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I asked him, hang on, the only reason why I asked him to send it out is because he does this for a living.
Again,
I try to utilize you guys with your gifts that you use for your everyday life. I try to utilize you for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he didn't word things right. And if you don't understand something, then contact him or contact me. And that's why we're, again, having this conversation, because it's a big misunderstanding.
Yeah. So, but the first survey, I filled out the whole thing and I did not mark no, because if you push no, like Heidi said, it shut down the whole, like, it didn't let you go any further in the survey.
All right.
But the reason that I didn't reach out to him right away is because I reached out to my teammates to make sure that maybe I misunderstood something or did something wrong. And I just figured, and again, shouldn't have assumed anything, that we were going to have a conversation about it. Like, if we're asked to do something, we usually go over it. And so I was waiting for the appropriate time to have the conversation. And it never came up again. We didn't talk about it until just recently. So it wasn't a conspiracy against anyone or anything or the concept. This team, oftentimes, when there's some confusion, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, parental, financial, you name it, we're leaning on each other because that's what we've been told to do. There was no animosity. It was more of a, hey, did I misunderstand something here? Did I answer it wrong? And then once it shut the survey down, I am not the biggest IT person. Can I go back in? Can I change it? Can I what? Like, I assume that if I had put no, I can't commit to this because there was no information prior to it, not even in the email. I thought, okay, well, there's probably going to be another question around that, and there wasn't. So again, it was as you said, I'm glad we're having this conversation because if you don't feel as close to me as we used to, I don't feel as close to you either. And it's not, the reason I wasn't necessarily concerned about it, but I still feel the closeness for the team, and every relationship is going to ebb and flow. And when you and I originally started talking, I was your sounding board. And now you have your sounding board. Father said that when you find the woman of your dream, my role would end there. And so I'm still getting used to the new energy, the new connection that's between us, and trying to understand where that fits in. So it's a process, not an event. But I'm not mad or offended. I'm more hurt that you would think that the three of us would collude against you or would say bad things about you or wouldn't be supportive of you. I can guarantee
the other Met team members.
Yeah. I can guarantee that the three people on that we're talking to here have defended you and helped to clarify things even for other teammates in the past. You have a great responsibility. And whether again, like we were talking on the call today, we've taken our minds as much as we can out of it and are using our hearts and our faith and our relationship and with God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and our lead archangel and prayer. And sometimes things are related to us in service that answers the question. But if anything came to the point that was going to affect this team as a whole, affect your role on this team, affect your wife's role on this team, or affect any individual on this team, those have always been brought to your attention. And we'll continue.
Thank you.
And, you know, you said that you have a pulse on everybody except us three.
Uh-huh.
And that's by proximity.
Mm-hmm. And you spend time. I mean, you know you go to dinners with everybody else, and that's wonderful. But that may be why you feel so close, because you meet with these folks on a pretty regular basis.
And I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just stating my point.
That's fine.
From now on, expect a phone call from me weekly.
It does need to be weekly. But I have been toying with the idea of taking away the whole general thing and just going back to communicating with everybody because I feel disconnected. So.
Okay.
That's fine by whatever works best for your team. You're in charge of this team. And we're gonna be obedient and we're gonna support it. 100%.
Okay. Because I'll be honest, I was gonna let the three of you go. It's okay.
You know, the important thing is that you have to understand is the three of us completely have your back. We really do.
Yeah, but if any one of us or all three of us get in the way for what this team needs to do for Father, then by all means, remove us. Because not one of us ever, and we talk about it on a constant basis, not one of us ever wants to get in the way of Father's plan or this team. And that's why we don't get caught up in who we think we are, because we know we're servants of Father.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Okay. I appreciate you talking with me and your honesty.
Well, thank you for reaching out to us and talking with us about what's on your heart.
All right. Have a good evening. You too.
Thank you.
You too.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Back to you,
Jim. Is that it, Fred? Okay. So there is a number of things that I still would like to share with everybody, but at this point, I would like everyone's opinion, please. Because based on the information that we gave you and now what you just heard, and the reason, again, I wasn't trying to be underhanded by recording them to be deceitful. I want everybody to feel the spirit that was behind that. And based on the information that Starlight and I gave you, and the information that you heard them say, basically what they were saying is that Starlight lied to me and Father's full of crap. So I would like anyone's opinion. Don't be ashamed. Don't be think I'm going to say anything. I honestly want to know what you all think.
Okay, I'll start. The one thing that I have experienced through the years with Tom is that the time when he was possessed very badly, he has no recollection of things that he said or did. Yeah, you remember when we found the knife on the stairs, you and I? He's got no recollection of any of those things. So his opinion is already a little bit skewed because he wasn't present. So when I heard the conversation, when I heard what Starlight had told us, and then I heard the conversation, I thought to myself, it's almost as if Brilliance was totally oblivious to what she had told Starlight.
Exactly.
Which reminded me of Tom. The similarity is quite quite profound to me because I've experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought came to me, it's like, she has no idea what she told Starlight because it wasn't Brilliance. It like you said, it was that spirit that was working through her. And then the way they were skirting the issue, was quite obvious, but the whole time I'm thinking to myself, how can she not remember what she told Starlight? Because actually, Starlight, I have to admire you, because I don't know if I could have been that calm. It would have really bothered me, you know, listening to what you said. It bothered me. And I know even at times when I would tell people about Tom and I was questioned and it bothered me. And sometimes I came out, you know, with the claws and I would challenge. I'd say, do you really think that he wants to be like this? Do you think he wants to make a fool of himself? Do you think that this is the way that he really is? You know him from the past. And so for me, that's my take on it, because I've seen it before. And the other thing that popped into my head also was, well, there are a few things. The other thing is Trisus and I are one of the only dinosaurs that are left. But right, it's just
hey,
the
wait
two
a minute.
Of them.
Wait,
but...
you called? I never even called a dinosaur before. Is that a compliment?
But the other thing that I thought of was when you were at our house one time, and Stacy was there, and I felt that there was something in Tom. I just felt it. And we had asked Stacy to go and give him a healing because Tom had a connection with her. And then she gave the healing, and still I was very unsettled. I just felt things were not right. And you asked, you know, did you give him the healing? And she kept saying yes. And then somehow when things got bad again, and then she said, well, I stopped at, and I can't remember whatever chakra it was. So she didn't give him
the healing. I think it was
his
heart chakra.
Yeah, right? She stopped. Mm-hmm. So that also popped into my head. So it's like I'm filled with a lot of emotions because for me it's dredged up a lot of the past. But I know that in that way I can also validate what, not that you need validation, but that's the only word I can think of, that I can validate what you're feeling because I've experienced it. I was really shocked. I thought, wow, I'm so dumbfounded by what they're saying, especially after the conversation. It was like she has no recollection of what she said.
And I wanted to say that a lot of the topics that were brought up at the lunch, they were also brought up for the past year. So it wasn't like it was the first time I've heard her have issues with another teammate or bringing to the forefront that Lindsay or Jerry had an issue with another teammate. And I just reiterated.
Yes. Yeah, but it just it's brought up a lot for me, Triland, and probably sure. Andrew. Andrew also lived through it too. I'm sure that he would say the same thing. But I would say that you're definitely right on the mark, and even the fact it made me feel very uncomfortable when they were saying, well, you spend so much time and you go out for dinner and we're the only ones that are secluded. Ah, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Exactly.
I can't even remember the last time I saw you.
Right.
But
January last year.
Okay.
2 years ago.
Two years ago. But, you
yeah,
know, what years. Does... And Does that mean that we our love for each other grows cold, or that it waxes cold? I don't think so. I even sent you that email saying I think something's not right. I feel that you're troubled and my heart is heavy. I feel there's something not right with you. No, that when you have bonds with someone and connections, the physical distance that you have or closeness is not going to be affected.
Exactly.
When all of a sudden you're right. That connection, you have to have that bond, that connection. I don't know. I did find the whole conversation rather unnerving. There was a lot of anger. I could feel a lot of anger in it. And even the fact that there was a significant amount of silence in between, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to say now? Or how are we going to handle this? But it was mostly the fact that they would assume that Starlight was oblivious to all of this. It's just, I don't know. That was just my take.
Thank you.
And I do agree with you. It is a spirit, and I do agree it's very similar to what we had experienced with Stacy those years ago.
Yes.
And I'm sorry that you have to go through it. It affects us all, but I can only imagine how hard it must be for you and also for Starlight.
We're okay.
Okay.
Somebody else?
The fact that they were all almost immediately on board with being removed from the team is...
That's what I thought, too.
Like you would think that there would be some sort of fight to stay with mm-hmm. the team, especially after everything that we've heard about those who have been removed or have had to step down for various reasons. They feel that emptiness even before they step down, and they feel that need to be a part of this family. I mean, it seemed like that was already just gone.
Right.
I can liken it almost to a bad relationship. The sense of oh shoot, I'm caught. I've been waiting for the boot to drop. It's time. I'm done. And
yeah.
I'll just leave that alone. We all know my experiences with that, but I've had it happen to me where you know that there's something not right. So as much as they want to argue that they don't have a connection, there was a connection. It wasn't a good connection.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And what's strange, these are friends that, Heidi, we've known each other since we were babies, you know, and she's got a good heart. So, you know, and I've known Jerry and for what, Jimmy, what, 35 years?
23 years, yeah.
Yeah, and then Lindsay is more recent. But again, we spent time in their house every weekend. It's tearing me apart, honestly, and to hear this, you're right. There's like no, there was no fight. It was just, it's just very strange.
And no remorse either.
I know.
Exactly, and that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, some sort of I'm sorry even, or, mm-hmm. but it was the accusatory nature. I mean, heck,
yeah.
I'm far away from everybody now, but I don't feel disconnected. And,
right.
And honestly, on the natural side, I always felt connected with my teammates on my work. I never met them in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is that now, even that I have a team here in Maitland, Florida, which is like 40 minutes away, I'm closer to my boss because she's a Christian. She has a faith. We have a heart connection. She can pop me up and know what's going on. I'll pop mm-hmm. her up and go, what's going on? And I think she's married, so there's no shenanigans going on, but I feel there's almost that kind of intimacy. We heard about that from our district apostles, where there's an intimacy in your leaders, right? That you can feel that there's a connection. And that's what I feel with my new boss. And I feel that with all of you. And as many times as I talked with Jerry, honestly, I don't know what it's, the frequency of him calling me has increased almost exponentially in the last few months, where I'm getting a phone call every day, almost every other day. And that's what's so strange is that even though I've talked to him, the connection wasn't there. So I don't know. Again, validation is not what you're looking for, but this is just so strange. And again, just listening to this, my church is on fire.
Trisus, the
yeah.
spirit was trying to get his fingers in you.
Okay, is that
that's why he was calling
that
so much?
That was,
yes.
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 What a fool!
No, you're not a fool.
And what's it?
No, I'll tell you why you're immune to it. Hang on one second. I'll tell you why you're immune to it, and I'll also tell you why Starlight was immune to it when she had the conversation, because you didn't agree with them once. If you would have started to agree with them, then that spirit would have taken a hold of your heart, and then it would have got in.
Interesting.
That's why. Because I said to Starlight and Trisus, because they were on the call, I told them to mute their phones, but I wanted them to listen with me so I wasn't the one that was just coming up with this stuff on myself. And afterwards, the three of us talked. And I said, what's amazing to me is they never answered my question.
No.
And everything was my fault.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was proof to me that the spirit was there and it had ingrained itself, because everything that they said, they were justified in what they were saying.
Right.
Which hurt me even more. And I purposely didn't say anything at different mm-hmm. times to give them a yeah. chance 100 times to admit what they were doing wrong. And they refused to.
It was that the same with Stacy too, right?
Yeah.
We
right.
experienced the same thing. You asked her so many times, are you sure you checked everything out? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying, yes, 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 right? And I kept saying, no, 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 something's not right. So,
right.
yeah.
And I also said to the two of them, it proves to me too that the reason why the three of them stayed with each other was because if they would have reached out to another teammate, those teammates would have shot him down.
Right. Yes.
So that's why they stayed to themselves.
Right. Yeah.
And I can tell you that I had conversations with Jerry, not frequently, probably in the past, but once a month for the past 3 months. But I would talk with Lindsay quite often, but we wouldn't talk about those things. We would just talk about life and other things that were going on. And so, but I spoke with Lindsay, what is today, Tuesday?
Yesterday.
Yes. Yes, I talked to her yesterday. And that spirit is conniving, because
yep.
everything she said was making sense. And I was thinking, oh, crap, so now what? And then I had to go and see Triland and Starlight last night. I didn't really give him a choice. He wasn't feeling well. I said, I need to come. I mean, I just waited until he said come, because I had to feel better about things. But I also thought, there's something wrong here. There's something mm-hmm. wrong, and it doesn't feel good, and I can't just leave it. And mm-hmm. I left with peace. And it was wonderful, because we talked through a number of things. But when I think about this spirit, I think I see it and understand it better. It's
mm-hmm.
a critical spirit that's always right.
Correct.
And it makes whoever, you know, that they're right. And that's ugly.
It turns them into a victim. And then
yeah.
justifies their behavior. That's what
right.
it does.
Right, it validates
it
right. the way that they feel.
I saw him standing here, and I kept asking my lead, like, what is going on? Something was standing around, which normally doesn't happen. If it's a spirit or a soul, I'll catch a glimpse, and then whatever, we'll talk or whatever. But this, and my lead is saying, it's just a spirit.
just
a spirit,
spirit,
you know.
Yeah,
just
a
spirit.
Conniving spirit.
Just, you know, and to where I, even today, I'm telling you, I normally don't get irritated. I mean, I'm already at a frustration level of 65, you know, out of a 50, but today I was just a raving lunatic. I could not, I mean, I wasn't like smashing things or anything like the Hulk, but I couldn't be calm. I couldn't get it down. So that makes sense now that it still was around. So.
Mm-hmm.
I've been the same way, Trisus, actually. I find that I'm shorter with my students, and I've been praying, please let me have more patience. I know that that's just the way they are, and I've been patient with them before. I want to be patient with them again. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, and it reminded me today when I was reflecting, it reminds me almost of a worm. You know, a worm goes in, and on the outside it looks all good. The apple looks good, right? But it's
mm-hmm.
it's doing its destructive work on the inside, just like a worm destroying.
So I had a conversation with someone today, and we were talking about these things. And it was stated that we need to pray about it. And after we got done, I said, okay, so now I absolutely agree. We need to pray about it and leave it. Because the problem that these three have had is that they talked about it all the time. All of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And the person I talked to today, I said, you're not involved. I'm not involved. We shouldn't be talking about it. And the person said, my chest hurts, you know, I need to get in. And I just let them talk. And then we got to the end and I said, okay, so now we give it to Father and we don't pick it up again because it's not about me. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
And
wonderful.
Then just a few seconds later, I said, you told me your chest hurt. And they said, no, it doesn't anymore. And that's it. See, and that spirit just, hey, let's keep talking about it. Let's keep talking about it. Let's dredge this up.
Right.
And it's, we can't. And I want to just share one other thing. I mentioned this last night. I'm Quasar. I didn't choose to be Quasar, and I've probably always been Quasar. Okay, that's it. And I want to do what I want to do. If you, Triline, came to me and said, you know, I want to have a conversation with you, and I'm kind of thinking about, you know, letting you off the team. Oh, crap. What did I do? Can I fix it? What's going on? I can't do this because I've got to do this. And that's
what I was hoping for.
Exactly. Right. And so the thing is, I can appreciate them saying, if it's better for the team, okay, fine. You know what? As a last resort, you better believe that's going to come out of my mouth. If I'm going to be a hindrance, but I'm going to try not to be a hindrance. I'm going to try to do the best I can. But if
right.
I am going to be a hindrance, then by all means. But not the first choice.
Yeah.
That's what shocked me too.
Yeah.
How quickly all three of them were okay with me taking them off the team.
But then that validates that spirit.
It
validates the spirit, right?
It sure did.
Yeah,
because it got its job done. And I also tell you this, during that entire conversation, that spirit came into my space and almost convinced me that my wife lied to me and that Father lied to me. It literally did. I was suffocating. Yeah. That's why I was quiet, because I was fighting that thing.
Yeah.
Unreal. This, my dear friends, this is probably one of the most horrible, strong spirits I've ever experienced, I've ever seen. And this is why we're having this conversation, because if you feed it for a second, it's going to climb in you and you're going to be just like these other people that we've had to let go. And that's why we're having this conversation. I also wanted to share something with you. I probably sounded like a big arrogant prick, excuse my French, on Sunday when I said, I want to know what your opinion is, but I don't have to use it. Okay. That sounds like I'm a big jerk. Now, yesterday when I had a conversation with Q and Starlight, Father gave me the words to explain where I'm coming from, and I would like to give a greater definition to all of you. The first thing that you need to know about me is I am not like everybody else in this world because I am my Father's son. Now, that sounds incredibly arrogant, but here's the point I'm trying to make. He gave me a completely different energy that's outside of this creation, and he also gave all of you a different energy that's completely outside of this creation. When somebody contacts me, whether it's through an email, phone call, or through a text, and says, I need to talk to you, I will share with you the first thing I do. I weigh what the spirit is that's behind the call. I want to see first, what is this, and why is this person contacting me? And for Jerry's sake, the reason why I didn't talk to him is because I knew there was something wrong with him. And I didn't have the strength at those times to fight it off. So I told him, let's talk a couple days from now. I also feel in my heart when I'm talking or I get a message from somebody that they might be fighting through something that they need to figure out on their own. And I can't help you. If you have something that you would like to bring to my attention, as I said to the three of them, if you are in some kind of turmoil or have a problem, then please contact me and say, I really need to speak to you. I will drop my life because, as I said to Lindsay, she would contact me all the time and say, I need to talk to you. to which I would always respond, do you want to talk to me now or do you want to talk to me tomorrow? And she would say, I need to talk to you now. You can ask my wife. I would get up from where I was and say to her, I have to call Lightstar. Give me about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I make that available to all of you, but I want you to understand that there's always some reason behind what I do. I'm not being cold. I'm not being a jerk. I'm literally trying to protect myself, and this is going to sound incredibly arrogant, and that's not what I want it to sound like, okay? If I fall, this entire plan of fathers is doomed, and I will not allow anything to sway me. I can't. And I am like a pit bull when I see things around all of you, when I feel that there's something in the team that's creeping through. And I've been trying to figure out for 2 years now why this thing is such a big mess and why Father continually is telling us to be careful, be aware of your surroundings, don't let your guard down, don't take everything for face value, investigate, do something. You're asleep, but you think you're awake. My dear team, we need to protect ourselves more now than ever before, because if this was just a big joke and we're all just crazy in our heads, do you think Satan would throw so much at us to confuse us and to have us second guess everything? If it didn't really matter, he'd leave us alone. Here's yeah. proof positive, because if he can tear our team apart, it just prolongs Father's plan. That's all it does. But if he can wipe me out, then forget it. The team's done. This plan is done. Father has to come up with plan B. He's shaking his head that he's not going to. So I'm sorry, but you're all screwed. You're with me in this all together. So here we go.
Oh, man.
I know.
And I'm involved. And
Jesus just said,
in
there's no pay. Yeah, right.
Wait, what?
Jesus said nobody getting paid still. Go ahead.
I thought there was a dollar. We got a dollar.
No. That's for every soul you bring back. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I just wanted to throw this out there and let you know, I sent an email to Tryland the Monday that he let us know, thanking him for what he did. And I'll tell you, I know it wasn't. I knew right away that it wasn't easy for him. The last time wasn't easy, and I can't imagine what having these three individuals was like for him. But I sent him an email thanking him because that Monday morning, my heart was heavy to the point where I couldn't meditate or I couldn't even do my dailies. It took me a full 45 minutes to get through what should be a 60-second thing, right? I got to work. I read the email, and all of a sudden, it was like a cloak lifted off of me. And I have felt a peace and a joy that I haven't felt in quite some time. And I'll also say that when I did create that survey, I struggled with that first question for a while. And something kept telling me, if they say no, that's all they need to say. And so that's why it ended up being that way. I typically, that is the exact opposite of what you would do in a survey.
Right.
That's what I was told to do. So that's what I did.
Look how it turned out.
Well, that's exactly it. I understand why now. You know, it's been a very cold, empty feeling for me when speaking to any of those individuals. You know, Lindsay's my sister-in-law, and she can't make eye contact with me. She cares to not talk to me. I've never understood it, but she's always had a problem with me, and I don't know what it is. So I don't see that getting any better, but I'll just continue to pray for it. Like you said, Q, we need to pray and leave it. And that's all we can do. So, I just wanted to say, I know Tryland and Starlight, that this wasn't a difficult thing for you guys. And again, I don't want to know your pain. I can't. And I just want to thank you both again for doing what you did, because obviously it was the right thing to do.
Yes, you're welcome.
And the reason that we had this call, it wasn't to have Team Tryland guideline. It's not that. It was for us to be able to learn from it. And like Q said, to talk about it, learn from it, and leave it. Pray about it, leave it.
From the spouse's aspects.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I'm totally like, I'm blown away, like speechless, just because I have been with you, Jim Suppy, Triland, from, you know, very
I've run the gambit.
And I'm just, and all that you have gone through, all that we have gone through with you, all that you have helped so many, all that we have all gone through together, separately, I mean, all of it, it just is like, I see how deep, like Susan said, the spirit goes like a worm. I mean, it just, mm-hmm. it totally blows my mind just to think like, so from a spouse aspect, like I don't feel like you guys feel, I don't do what you do. But just from the outside view of being with you from the beginning and seeing what has taken place with the power of our Heavenly Father and Lord mm-hmm. Jesus and Holy Spirit and you being the second Son of God is like, I know he's my Father, but I know he is your Father as well. And Jesus is my brother, but Jesus is really your brother. I mean, like, you know, so.
Correct.
I just,
because I even addressed that too. I said to John and to Lauren, I said, when you have a conversation with somebody, if you're talking about your family, don't you refer to them as my dad said, my
right,
brother said.
Right.
I said, I have been with them before time began. They're my family.
Right. And I know it's a jealousy and it's something that it's like, okay, you know, I don't want to say I see the jealousy because I don't really see the jealousy because I'm not jealous. I can feel it. And it's but you still have a connection with them. That's what I don't get. Like, yes, I know, you know, that you are his second son and Jesus, but you still have a connection with Father. You still, like, why are you so wrapped up? And I know it's the spirit. I know. So it's just like, it's just so crazy to me. Like all that we have been through. I want to
throw something out there because this spirit evidently has the ability to give visions and insights and understandings, and that's part of the problem. And so really the three of them need help.
Right.
Because it's there. And the thing is, it's the spirit that says, yeah, but there's something else wrong. It's not me. There's something else wrong because this happened and I saw this and I feel this. And so I don't think that we can be done with this. Now, when I say we, I mean, I don't know what needs to take place, but the spirit needs to be gone. And
it will be when it
stops
being fed, when they stop feeding it.
So in that case, I think we pray, how are they going to be helped?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I've been asking Father to open their eyes to see the truth of what they're saying and to admit what they're doing wrong. And they don't have to do it to me.
No, listen, because, and I don't mean to interrupt, because I had a conversation today, and in that conversation, the same thing was said, but I read the heart, and it was like, we have to pray that everybody understands the truth, mm-hmm. and in their mind, the truth was, this person's wrong. Okay, now I'm being a little generic now, okay? But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm
but
not
they
saying
also,
that you have to. Because it's like they're praying that, okay, Jim needs to figure this out. Jim needs to realize he's wrong. And that's not it.
But they also have to come to the realization, like, how Susan was explaining with Tom not knowing, you know, that the knife was on the stairs and not being able to recollect that. I mean, if Brilliance doesn't have that recollection of what she was actually saying to Starlight, you know, that's going to be very hard for her to actually, like, own up to it and realize what she said and what she did was actually wrong, because she doesn't remember that, because she feels that she didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right. That's You're absolutely right.
That's going to be a very hard hurdle for, and I don't know if that happened with Lindsay or with Jerry, but I mean, that's going to be the hardest hurdle for them to get over, because I don't even know, honestly, if Stacy ever got over that.
You're right. And I can tell you that even the discussions that we had with the district apostle and the apostle and all the ministers, and even after Apostle Orlovsky was involved and he helped, and even when we told them it was, you know, the apostle used his power, they are still in denial.
So
yes, you're absolutely right, Danielle. You're absolutely right, because unless their eyes are open, like Trilon said, and they have this, they will never be able to understand.
They're
always one of the most justified in the way that they feel. Yes.
They're always going to feel that it was not their fault, that it was Jim's fault.
Because they don't know the whole story. They've been blinded.
And they're not willing
to. But I'll also tell you that the biggest catalyst that is causing this to happen for the two of them, that's Lindsay and Heidi, is they still haven't forgiven me. I'm sorry, no, Heidi and Lindsay. The biggest thing is they still haven't forgiven me from 4 years ago. And I said to the little group that was here last night, I said, do you understand that because they haven't forgiven me and they're harboring that against me, they haven't had their sins forgiven?
That's right.
So it keeps building. It keeps building and it keeps building and it keeps building.
Well, it's sinning. And if they still have contact with Stacy, like Uncle Danny said, that can always
Uncle Q. You will refer to him as his name, Uncle Q.
if they still have that contact with Stacy, then that's still coming back. It's never been given to God and let
off.
Go, because they keep bringing it and they keep talking about it and they keep rehashing it. So now, you know, they've got even more to talk about, because now neither of them are on the team, and now they're going to get together and, you know what I'm saying? So it's literally going to be doing a vicious cycle.
Yes.
Aaron just contacted me through Facebook and friended me again.
Oh, wow.
Be careful.
This last week. That makes sense. Remember I told you that, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, all of a sudden, randomly, I'm like, okay, well, that's... I mean, we were close, right? But we never were friends on Facebook, ever.
Right.
So, you know, and he said, hey, I miss you, bud. And that's all. And so, I guess that's interesting how the Spirit will even work through a spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Spouses.
Hey, we're not all bad.
I cut my mic as I was laughing. I'm glad you heard that. So I missed everything.
Hey, Trilon.
Yes.
Can this spirit be destroyed by us, or does this have to play out?
We are not allowed to touch it.
Okay.
You mean you can't put all your powers together and just... I'm just kidding.
No. No, because I was... Because I'll tell you why. Because I was going to do that, and I felt in my heart I can't. Because what will happen is I'll remove this one, and
it'll
another
be replaced.
One's going to come take its place. Yeah.
Well, like Atmos
they,
just
this
said.
This is their test.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
My mom said a while ago that it, you know, rubbed up emotions for her, and it rubbed up past for me, but, you know, the one thing with my dad, and, you know, when my mom mentioned the apostles and the district apostle not believing, the other thing that happened is, not only did my dad not remember things that went on when, you know, he was possessed, but there's another point to it. When these brothers were there by him, he would only hear select words.
Right.
He would
only hear select phrases,
and he'd believe that that's what was said. And he was genuinely surprised when we told him that it wasn't the case and what everything that was said. And it took my dad a very long time to fully believe it and realize that what was going on. And, you know, the only way I think that it can kind of be compared to is when you're really angry or really sad or really upset, you're very emotional. You don't always remember everything that you say. You don't remember everything that you do. And that's the only way that I could compare it from observing with my dad. But there's more to us. You know, it came to me that, you know, there's going to be a great divide. And we've just gotten a taste of what one of the catalyst points of this divide is going to be caused by. And that's this spirit. And it's my dad put it perfectly with me going on leave. He said, you know, Andrew, you can tell that it's the end time and we're getting towards the end time, because Satan realizes now that he can't attack effectively from the outside in. So now he's gone into the church and he's attacking from the inside out. And that's what's happened here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were, when my dad was bad, you know, there were apostles, my mom said apostles, district apostles, all different brothers that came. And right when they saw my dad, they were right away afraid. And I remember the one time the district apostle and apostle were there and I went downstairs with them. The apostle couldn't even step inside the bedroom with where my dad was, because my dad was that bad and he was that scared.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, there was one priest from our congregation, and I will never forget it. The most humble guy that I probably will ever meet. He came in, and for those who have been to our house, my dad would always lie in the living room, and we had a coffee table in front. And always we'd set up chairs for the brothers to sit behind the coffee table. And the first time that he came to visit my dad after being ordained a priest, he came in and I said, you know, here, we have a chair for you. My dad's bad. And he said, is it okay if I move the coffee table? Sure, no problem. I didn't know where he wanted to move it. But what he did was he moved it away from the couch, and he got on his knees. And he literally squatted down and sat right next to my dad. And my dad was convulsing. My dad was groaning. But he didn't let it faze him. Mm-hmm. He didn't let it get to him. And what he was able to do in that visit was more than any of the apostles or the district apostle in Canada could do for my dad. And all it was he didn't let that spirit phase him. He remembered who he was, and he kept going. But on our end, you know, it didn't know how to fix it in the beginning. What did we do? Well, my dad was pretty bitter at certain points, and my dad was denial, didn't believe certain things. All we did was we kept praying, we kept loving, we kept believing, and we just kept going. And we simply didn't give up. And I think that's what needs to be done with the three, well, the four. And that's also what's going to need to be done until we can figure out, just like we did with my dad, what we need to do in order to fix this. and not what, but how we can get this done. Once we're able to do that, then that is going to be a huge victory and a huge step forward in Father's plan, because nothing is, one of Satan's greatest weapons is doubt, is fear, is misunderstandings, is our human emotion. And once we are able to push that out and bring God in and overcome, I don't know what he has left. But until then, we just keep loving. We just keep praying. Yeah. How do you counteract hate? How do you counteract evil? How did the Lord Jesus do it? Very simple. He countered it with love. He countered it with genuine love, genuine patience, genuine trust, and he didn't give up on them. And I think that's what we need to do for them to realize it.
I would just make this one point. Your dad, sure, and this situation are different.
Oh,
in,
yeah,
that this is their free will. This, and your father, that was not your father's free will. And that has to be overcome by the individual first before they can be helped spiritually. That's where the difference is. And I think that is going to be the hard part. So that is going to be working with the physical being here on this earth with other physical beings, probably outside our realm of the team. But we can pray, and please stop me if I'm wrong, anyone. But I feel like this is going to be a lot different, where there's not much, like Trilyn said, that we're going to be able to do for them. They're going to have, we can pray, but they have,
correct,
to overcome this themselves.
Yes.
Whereas your dad needed our help, because that was not his free will to hold on to what he was holding.
Well, after everything was let go, there was stuff that he had to let go of. But what I mean by, sure, it is, I mean, that's the only thing that I could compare it to. But again, you look in Jesus' time, there were, just like you said, there were people that, you know, they had to come to the realization themselves. But the fact that the Lord didn't lose his cool, he didn't get angry, he didn't say, I am done with you, he didn't say, go away, he didn't give up on them.
Right.
It proved who he was and what he was. And I think we can do the same by our actions and by how we are in our heart.
You're right. Yep.
I agree. Offered to Heidi, I told her, if you want energy healing, you can reach out to anybody. And she actually responded back thanking me for teaching her over these years to get a better relationship with Father. Jerry did the same thing today, thanked me. Lindsay, in my conversation, she wanted to call and talk again. I responded to her and said, it's not necessary. And I said, I'll be honest, I just don't trust you. And she responded with, I don't trust you either. And I responded back with, well, I still love you. And she responded back, well, I love you too. So
We
can still pray for them. If you want to talk to them, by all means, I'm not going to tell you, just as I have with anyone else who's left the team or been removed, you can talk with them, but I'm just warning everybody to be careful.
Right.
Be careful of the spirit, because it will weasel its way in somehow. Because even Lindsay was trying to get hold of Starlight this morning already.
Oh. Yeah.
Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I want to give you guys a heads up,
okay,
too.
Sorry.
Yeah, Nuke.
That spirit just came into my house. I'm
mm-hmm.
sitting in my basement right now. My cat jumped up on an armrest of our couch and looked up.
We have to get cats now?
We have to get cats. She had
Dang it.
A terrified look on her face, and I checked my space, and it started making threats. So I told it that it will not faze me. I will support my Heavenly Father and do His will and stay loyal to this team, and demanded that it leave this space. And I wanted to give you guys a heads up just in case it tried to come visit you guys tonight too.
Thank you.
I do have a question.
Yes.
This, I don't know if this has anyone else's concern or if they have to deal with this either, but for like me, I know that Lindsay talks to my mother all the time. And I don't know if it's something, Triland, that you want to talk to those that are very close within our circle about, or if Uncle Hugh can talk to her, or
it would be better if it didn't come from me.
Okay,
well,
I
actually think, Triland, and again, I'm not telling you you have to or whatever, but I tried to talk with her today, and I couldn't get through, to her. And she wants to talk with you, and she made a positive statement, and it was this. I'm not saying that I should be on the team. I'm not going to try to force that. But she said, I want peace. And I said, then you need to talk to him. So forgive me if I threw that out there, but I really think that she needs to talk with you so that she can understand that you are who you are okay? Because
right.
I really believe that spirit has convinced her that you are not.
Right.
And
we don't
so,
know what the spirit has Lindsay to tell my mom. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, and again, your mom is open to it. I mean, not open to it. I mean, she's the one I talked to today. And when we got done, she felt better. I said, you have to let it go. You give it to Father and let it go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because she was wound up. And she was going to call you and just say, who do you think, you know, and I'm not saying that she was going to say it that way, but that spirit does that. And that's just, it gets you fired up. You're saying, wait a minute, you can't act like that. And that's what it's all about. So, but I can tell you that Lindsay needs the second Son of God to put her straight. And I'm not saying to smack her around. I'm saying to help her to get to where she needs to be. And my belief is she wants to.
And I'm putting that out there because I don't know who the others talk to that are close in our, you know what I mean? I don't know those that aren't on the team or that aren't a part of the calls that aren't, aware of exactly what's going on and will hear, their side and what has happened. And I don't want that to start building in other people and allowing that spirit to be fed by others because of what has been said. So I don't know if anyone else knows of anybody that's close in their circle that isn't on this phone call right now that might need to be talked to. That's all I'm putting out there.
Thank you.
And let me know if you want to talk offline or whatever and you want me to handle it, I'll handle it.
No, I was saying that someone outside of me needs to talk to Diane. I wasn't referring to Lindsay.
Oh, okay, very good. And I did, and I'd be happy to do that again because it worked.
Yeah. Good.
Hey, Nuke. I just have to add and wait till your cat sees Satan.
It will never be the same.
My poor cat that day, I'll never forget it.
Is that why you had to drag it across the floor with its collar?
Taking it for a walk.
No, I was just taking her for a walk, but no, the day that she saw Satan, she was sleeping and on my bed, and then all of a sudden she stood up, did like the Halloween cat thing. Her ears went backwards, and the whole energy of everything changed in my house. And I was talking to Tryland on the phone, and he even knew that something wasn't right. And he immediately said, "What is going on?" And I'm like, my cat, I don't know. And I like got really warm and suffocating, and Satan was standing in the doorway of my bedroom. And then he had filled my house with a whole bunch of demons and things. And my poor dog wasn't right. And my cat definitely wasn't right after that. And he came, I think, 2 days later, and she was just laying there on the couch, and he was just like petting her and telling her it was going to be okay. And finally she came back around, but she was a mess for a little while. And the funny thing was I didn't even realize it, that he was there. She felt the energy first before, and mm-hmm. felt Satan before I even knew.
Wow. I need everybody to turn up their spidey senses, because even today, I was homesick and I was working from home, and out of the blue, I felt the need to reach out to my wife and say, if you're going to talk to Lindsay, put up some extra protection, because that spirit is trying to get into your space. And she immediately responded back with, I've been talking with her through text.
Wow. A medical issue that she has had and thought it was a commonality. And when it first, the conversation first started, I was driving and I just said, thanks for the information. And I, I'm driving on terrible roads. I'll look at it and we can talk later. And then throughout the day, there were just little snippets of, I hope we can talk, you know, that you'll feel comfortable sometime and we can talk. I'm still praying for you guys. And, you know, and I just said, thank you. Of course, later on down the road, you know, later on we can. And, you know, I just left it. And it was in that moment where I was actually, when I was driving down the road and I got the first text, I just sat there for a second and I actually evaluated what was coming through, because it came through on the speaker in my car, and I just sat there. And I was going to respond, and then I stopped. And I kind of, in that moment, I understood when Trilin said, he evaluates what's coming through, what spirit is coming through. And I hesitated, and I paused. And I didn't want to be rude and not answer, so I just kind of deflected the conversation, just saying, thank you, the roads are bad, you know, I'll look at it later. Because I didn't want to entertain the spirit, because I could feel the spirit coming through trying to entangle me. And it was in that moment where I just had that moment of clarity of, now I understand. I get it a little bit more. And so I just was very cautious throughout the day. And it's not that I don't want to talk to Lindsay. I don't think she's a terrible person. I don't think any of them are terrible. I love them all. It's just I have to be on guard because. And we all do, because of the spirit that's consumed them now and of the world. I mean, really, we have to be cautious of everything and everyone.
And my wife can even tell you that there's times where I cut her off and I tell her we're done, because I know there's a spirit that's influencing her. Now, gentlemen, don't go turning that on your wives and you've got crap in your space.
Crap.
We can't talk. I know.
Oh, no. Aunt Most will just tell me, why don't you go meditate and ground yourself? Okay. That means there's something that I'm going to
feel with. I'll have a better tool the next time I get married. Is that what you're all saying?
That's exactly it, John. That's what we're saying here.
The next time I get married, it's going to be the last one, Jim.
But I know, because you only get married once to the right person.
Yes. Yes.
Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add? We've been
Please. Let's end the conversation on a positive note.
Yes. Well, I love all of you guys, and I'm thankful.
Next week
you.
Is Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. And I'm thankful for all of you. And I know that Father, in the email I sent out, Father made that statement that with this foundation of teammates, we can build now on this. And I looked at him and I went, you said that last time. You know what his retort to me was? Two words.
No.
Free will.
free will.
He said they chose to be this way.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, then we need to have this meeting with the teammates so that they can see everything. Full disclosure, we're not bashing. We're learning about how this thing works. So I hope everybody has a clearer idea now of everything. Does anybody have any questions?
It's a practice.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. I think it was really helpful that we could all talk it through. And I know I feel a lot better, and I know I have to be much more aware. But it really did help a lot that we could have like this open forum.
We agree.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing to hide. And I'll also say this too. If for any second you have a doubt of who I am or what I'm doing, please contact me. Don't sit on it. Don't let it grow. Don't let it fester. Don't go spreading it around. Call me. And we'll talk it through. And I'm not going to say, well, you're wrong in what you're thinking. You might be completely right with what you're thinking. Maybe I did do something wrong. I am not perfect. I will be the first person to say that. And I mess up all the time. And I have apologized if I've hurt anyone in the past. I want us to be so open that as friends, we can go to one another and go, your head's up your pooper. Could you please pull it out? Here's why I think your head's up your pooper. Okay? I want this new team that we now have to be filled with joy and happiness and laughter. It seems like we've been so suppressed for the last couple of years that I'll admit this. Sometimes I'm not that excited to host the meeting and to go through Father's message because it just sucks. I'll be honest. I'm hoping, I'm praying that we've got a month now. We're going to enjoy the holidays with our families. And then January, we're going to start anew and Father's going to wow us and surprise us. He just went, don't have any expectations.
You get a new car. You get a new car. It's going to be like Oprah. Right?
Oh, sweet.
You get to have twins.
We're all going to lose weight.
You get to have twins. Well, you can have the twins.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. I'd like to pray with you, please. Father of love, what can we say except thank you? We appreciate that you were actually sitting here on the couch with us. That's not something that we can take for granted or a lot of people in this world could actually say, but you've been sitting there with your feet up and you've been listening to everything that we said. And when people would say things, you would touch your nose and go, yes, that's exactly right. We are thankful for these teammates that you've given us. And I'm also thankful for the gifts that you have put inside of them and that now they'll even grow more because I know that that spirit is very cunning and very clever and it's very deceitful and it's very quiet. And it starts off with just a little issue. But we as this team, Father, are wise. We are keen to what is around us. And we will take heed to everything that you've said to us. And I would even encourage my teammates to start going back through some of the recordings over this past year and listen to the warnings that you gave us. Because now hindsight is 2020. We appreciate that your hand has never been removed from us. And in spite of our own free will, sometimes you kind of rein us in a little bit. And you throw tests at us, and you show us, Father, that we are weak at different times, but we still get up, we still come to you, and we will always admit when we've done wrong, because we need your grace. Tomorrow night, Father, for us in this area, we have service. We know in Canada they always do. But for the teammates here, we connect all our hearts together, and I ask, Father, that even though if they don't have a service tomorrow, when the words that our sins are forgiven are pronounced, that you would be so kind as to forgive their sins, and then through proxy, that they would also be able to receive the strength as eternity does. Because, Father, we want to start anew now. We're going to leave what is in the past. We're not holding anything against our old teammates. We're going to continue to pray for them and wrestle for them and continue to ask you to open their eyes and give them the insight. Because I know within another couple days, they will have clarity like they've never had before. And I pray that you will send comforting angels to touch their hearts and give them hugs, that they know that they are okay and that you still love them, and so do we. See the hearts that have gathered here. See the physical ailments that are also here and the suffering that's taking place. Give all of us strength, Father, to bear the physical things that you give us, but also, Father, the spiritual test that we have to have, that nothing is taken from us, that is to help us become perfect. We pray also, Father, for the two little ones that Danielle carries, because they have been listening to this conversation too. And I wish no adverse effect on them, because I know you've had your hand around all of us. We've been sitting in your hand this entire time. And that is the true love that is you. And we sometimes, Father, can't even fathom that. So provide a blessing on all the hearts that are here. Help us all to heal. And we thank you, Father, for everything you've done for us. And we bow to your will. And according to your will, we ask. And in your name we pray, please hear us. We love you. Amen.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.